Happy Thanksgiving. It's a special episode of Leaning Toward Wisdom, but it's episode 4123, 4123. Everybody's looking for somebody to blame. So sings Midnight Pilot from their latest EP, Stepping Stone. It was released just a week ago in 2017, November. You are listening to Leaning Toward Wisdom. They are Midnight Pilot, one of my favorite bands, hailing from Holland, Michigan, but now residing in Nashville, Tennessee. Last Friday, they released Stepping Stone, a new EP with five songs on it. I think it is, don't quote me on this, $5, give or take, over at iTunes. And yes, I bought it. I was up battling a bout of insomnia. And about 12:02 last Friday, I hit the buy button and bought it. It's a little rockier, if that's a word, than some of the previous records, but I like it. I like everything that they do. You'll be hearing snippets of these songs during this episode. I would encourage you to go buy their stuff. They have a handful of recordings, and they're all terrific. Everybody's looking for somebody to blame. Why is accepting responsibility so difficult? What is it about us that makes us crave the feeling that we get when we assign our failures to somebody else? Why is our lunacy driven to find somebody or something to blame when the culprit is always looking at us wherever we are when we stand in front of a mirror? And if you think that we're going to answer those questions in this episode, well, then you have grossly overestimated my powers and my ability. I can't promise to provoke you to think. I can promise to work at provoking you to think and more carefully consider what you may be doing to yourself. That is, how you may be sabotaging your success by working too hard to find an excuse when you could be working hard to learn. Well, you know me. It's GIT, G-I-T. You could be working hard to grow, to improve, and to transform. Yeah, but that's tougher. That's way harder. That's way harder work than just pointing a finger at somebody saying, well, I'd have been better. I'd have done this. I'd have done that if it wasn't for them. The holiday season. I am recording this on Wednesday, November the 22nd, 2017. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, will be Thursday, which means here in America, at least, it will be Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And so it's kind of the kickoff to the holiday season. And I suppose this is true all over the globe. And the holiday season brings on these tensions that may have been laying dormant all year long. You hear about it. It's like everywhere you go, you hear about people, especially this week. There's so many people that are traveling right now. They're already on the road. Some of them are already there, going to see family. And sometimes this may be the only time they do go. It may be one of the few times in the year that they go. And all of the family tension starts to bubble up. And some family members, they start putting pressure on other family members because they want certain things to happen and they want to begin working then to make their wishes come true. Oh, come spend Thanksgiving at our house. Let's do it at our house this year. Let's don't do it at your house this year. Or they have the expectation that every year you're just going to come to their house and you may not want to this year, but okay, what do you do? I mean, what do you do? Because we all want certain things to come true. The problem is some people need other family members to comply with their wishes. And frequently they will do whatever is necessary to get the desired outcome. So subtle impositions become full-blown pressure-filled tactics that incorporate every passive-aggressive behavior possible. Right? All justified because, well, we want what we want. And it's all about getting what we want or feeling the need to get what we want. I wonder how many hours of conversations are happening right now among friends and family who are anguished about the pressure that they're feeling to do something they really don't want to do. I wonder how many people are sitting in a place right now around family and friends, but they really don't want to be there, but they've been imposed upon. You know, people who are unable to make their own choices because they just can't say no. People worried about hurting somebody's feelings. People getting worked up because they can't possibly please everybody, and so they feel stuck in the middle. People who consistently sacrifice their own wishes, and yet they still lose. Holiday cheer. Holiday cheer. Well, it often morphs into holiday jeer. Just when you think things can't get worse, then the finger pointing starts. Hello, we have reached a new low. It's just interesting to me. The holidays always do this. And as a guy who, for years and years and years, I was in the retail business. And of course, this was the time of year that you just, man, you were pushing hard. And so this was a time of year when people, family especially, might want to impose on me. It didn't matter. I mean, when retailing is the business that you run, you don't, there's just not any impositions that happen this time of year. Everybody might as well just tap the brakes and forget about it. So in part, I had maybe an easier route because I had this naturally imposed career thing that it was just not negotiable. I mean, people knew not to impose this time of year. So that meant I was on the other end. I was always on the outside looking, and I was always the recipient of all of these grand stories of family turmoil and friendship turmoil during a holiday season. It's not restricted, though, to holiday tension. And it's not restricted to tension among families. And it's honestly not about that. You know, it's really not even about blaming. It's more about a different word that I've absolutely positively grown to hate. And the title, I will forewarn you, is a little misleading. Because mostly it's about this word that I hate. Well, I don't hate the word. I hate the action. And I've already used the word. And the word is impositions. Impositions. I confess to having a pet peeve against impositions. Now, first, we need to define the term so that we're all on the same page. The laying on of something as a burden or obligation. Now, I didn't come up with that. It's a dictionary definition, but it's a good one. The laying on of something as a burden or obligation. It's track number two. It's the title track from the EP Stepping Stone by Midnight Pilot. That first song, by the way, was called Harder to Find. This, Stepping Stone. And if you're paying attention, close attention, you now know why I've selected this record to kind of characterize and help illustrate today's show. I'm not a stepping stone. Impositions, the laying on of something as a burden or obligation. Now, let's be completely honest and fair. We have all been guilty of imposing on other people because we can all be selfish. We can all be focused entirely on what we want sometimes, maybe a lot of the times. Some among us are masters of the imposition because some people just can easily impose on just about everybody in their life, mostly without caring too much because, well, they're just so focused on what they want and they just lack empathy for other people. I certainly am hoping that you're not one of those people, but I will bet you that you've got somebody in your life who is, or somebody who you've had in your life who was. I read something, I don't remember when. I write these things down, and I should start dating things, but I've always kept little notebooks and things and field notes. That's the, I don't know, for the last 10 years or more, field notes have kind of been the little notebook of choice. Field notes. Just Google it. You can find them. They're little 44-page memo books, and the paper is super durable, and I mean, they just last and last and last. But I wrote down in one of my little field notebooks a long, long time ago, don't cross oceans for people who wouldn't jump a puddle for you. I like it. I don't know who said it. I probably should go to Google and try to figure that out. Don't cross oceans for people who wouldn't jump a puddle for you. You can find show notes for today, by the way, and I have that recorded over there. I have extensive show notes today. Just go plug in the number 4123 over at leaningtowardwisdom.com. Don't cross oceans for people who wouldn't jump a puddle for you. But we do. You have. Sometimes you have. Sometimes I have. So let's just cut to the chase, and I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. Two people, two generic people, representing both sides of the same coin. One is the imposer. The imposer always forcing themselves into your life. You know the type. The one who is constantly telling you what to do, the one who is urging you to do something that they would like you to do, often because they think that it'll be good for you. Don't you see? They're looking out for you. They've got your best interest at heart. The problem is they can't very well manage their own life, much less yours, and yet still they try. This person employs passive-aggressive tactics to manipulate you to do what they would like you to do. And manipulation is very much part of their goal, and it's part of the way they operate. Now, let me define manipulation for you as opposed to influence or persuasion. I may be trying to persuade you. I may be trying to influence you. When I'm doing that, at its very best, ideal version, I'm trying to help you. But if I'm manipulating you, you're going to lose, but I'm going to win. It's always the case with manipulation. So when people talk about trying to manipulate someone and they try to use that in a positive reference, I don't accept it. It's a semantic thing, perhaps, but I just choose not to accept that. I don't happen to subscribe to the school that believes manipulation is a good thing, ever. Because the manipulator is always going to win and the manipulated always loses. Not so with persuasion and influence. We can try to persuade people to take better care of their health. We can try to persuade someone who is smoking to stop smoking, someone who is a drug abuser, stop doing this. Well, we're not trying to win at their expense. We're trying to save them. We're trying to help them. We're trying to serve them. So the imposer is this person who employs these passive-aggressive tactics to manipulate people around them to do what they would like them to do. And no matter what is said, no matter what is done, they are going to circle things back around to them because, well, it's always about them. You are merely a puppet in their play, and controlling you is the script. So you might as well just know that going in. And if you didn't know it before, I'm here to tell you. The other person in these two generic people I want to talk to you a little bit about is the person who allows the imposer a target. Namely, it's everybody else. these people, they run the range because mostly they're people who want to avoid conflict. They want to get along. They want to be kind. In short, the imposer, well, the imposer knows who to target. The imposer knows who to avoid. The imposer imposes on people who are willing to let them impose. That's how they feed the beast. The other person contributes to the cause, and by the way, they may very well hate it, but they do it anyway, and maybe they feel stuck, maybe they feel ill at ease, maybe they are just uncertain how to stand their ground, but mostly these folks just find it easier to simply allow the imposer to get their way. You could say that they lack courage. Maybe. They may lack know-how. Something else that I wrote a long time ago, if you don't correct them when they upset you, they will never learn how to treat you right. Boy, I'm sure somebody said that one. If you don't correct them when they upset you, they will never learn how to treat you right. Here's the elephant in the room. There always is one. You know me. So we've got these two generic people. They really represent both sides of the same coin. You've got the imposer and you've got the person being imposed upon. And both people are blaming somebody. The imposer is blaming people who won't go along with their impositions. Right now during the holiday season, I have already heard countless stories of people who have been imposed upon, in this case, by family. Family is imposing on them where to come and spend Thanksgiving or what to do over the Thanksgiving or when the Christmas holiday season hits, then what's going to happen and who's going to go where and who's going to come and visit and got all these impositions going on. And the imposer is fully prepared to blame anybody that does not agree with what they want to impose because they've got it worked out in their head what they want to have happen. And if it doesn't happen that way, they're going to be blaming people. And they also will blame the people, by the way, who stand their ground and refuse to be imposed on. Now, here's the great thing for those people. They don't really matter. The people who stand their ground just don't let the people who are going to impose on them matter. And so the imposers tend to, in time, and frankly, in pretty short order, in my experience, just back off. Leave it alone. Because they're not getting to you. And they know they're not going to get to you. They know they're not going to win the battle, so they don't even bother fighting because there's way too many other people out there that they can win with. If these people would simply comply and go along with their wishes, then their wildest dreams would come true. Their lives can become wrecked when other people just will not allow this imposition to happen. What is wrong with you people? You're ruining my plan. Because they've got it all worked out. And now these people aren't going along. Well, it's just a mess. It's just a mess for them now. And they will come out fighting at first. Depending on the depth of their narcissism, they will not go quietly. Well, they can't. They can't. It's all about them. And fading into the background, that is just not in their nature. I mean, they have to be shoved to the background. Well, better yet, I will tell you, they have to be metaphorically now. I'm speaking only metaphorically. They have to be knocked in the head. They have to be knocked unconscious and dragged into the background. It's just true. They know who they can shove around, and they know who will shove them around. And if you're one of those who shoves them around, then good for you. Kudos to you. Because they won't try to shove you around. And they are smart enough folks to know who's going to shove back. Now, I'll give you a hint. If your life is impacted by an imposer, then congratulations. You've not yet shown them that you're capable or willing to do some shoving of your own. And so that's the role that they will serve in your life until you get tired of it. They will be the people who are constantly going to shove you around. And you just might as well salute it or get tired of it and do something about it. So that's the composer. Track number 3, name of the song is Not My Style, Midnight Pilot, the EP, Stepping Stone. Maybe being the imposer is not your style. Maybe the person imposed on, maybe that's your style. And the person imposed on, they blame the imposer. I mean, if they would just leave me alone. I mean, if only they would not involve me in their drama. I mean, my life would be so much better if they're constantly imposing on me. You seeing a common denominator here? You seeing a pattern? Well, sure. Both people behave very differently, but they're both unwilling to accept personal responsibility for their own outcomes. And they may be coming from completely different places, but they arrive at the very same place. A place where they are finding somebody else to blame. There's the fact, there is the truth. In 1971, cartoonist Walt Kelly, he first penned the sentence that came to define so many situations as the creator of Pogo, the cartoon. And the line that he crafted was this line: "We have met the enemy, and he is us." I mean, there's just so much truth to what Walt wrote. And he wrote that just 2 years before his death in 1973. Man was only 60 years old. He had been battling pretty debilitating diabetes, and he passed in 1973, but he crafted that line and he drew that cartoon in 1971. Yeah, and you know I have a fondness for cartoonists. Pogo was right. Most often we already know who to blame. but it's not somebody else. It's us. Facing that reality, okay, sometimes is too difficult. Okay, maybe all the time it's too difficult. It is far easier to point the finger at somebody else than to look in the mirror and to accept responsibility. And right about now, I want to shift the conversation to fixes, solutions. Our society has lost its collective mind in blaming people, in situations, in organizations, in governments, anything else, anybody else. Personal responsibility, personal accountability. Highly, highly, highly unpopular today, but that's because we are surrounded by ninnies. Those of us committed to wisdom are doing our, well, okay, maybe we're not always doing our best. Sometimes we're doing our best, sometimes maybe not quite our best, but okay, still we're focused on it. Still we'd like to be doing our best to lean away from foolishness. And so in the spirit of this podcast, Leaning Toward Wisdom, Modern Tales of an Ancient Pursuit, let's direct our attention, shall we, to what is possible if we're one of the people involved in the imposer dilemma. Yes, you the imposer. Let's talk about you for a minute, shall we? Okay, let's talk about you for more than a few minutes. Stop it. Boy, there's sage advice, right? Stop thinking everybody owes you something. Approval, praise, adoration, compliance, agreement, time, attention, conversation. I don't care what it is. Just stop it. Try earning it for a change instead of expecting it just because you need it. And try remembering that you may be at the center of your own universe, but you're not the center of my universe. You're not the center of anybody else's universe. So get over yourself. And I completely get and understand that fear drives you because, well, fear can drive all of us, and it does drive all of us at some point. Unfortunately, your fears drive you to hurt people, not just yourself. Because all of these impositions that you make every single day just fuel your own self-centeredness, and they wreck the lives of people around you. Now, maybe that's your intent. I mean, he says haltingly, like, you know, you want to think that people don't intend to hurt other people, but you know what? Sometimes people do intend to hurt other people because they don't care. Okay, well, if that's the intent, I guess keep it up. Good job. I mean, what am I supposed to say? I would hope that's not your intent. I would hope that you don't intend to make everybody around you miserable. And if that's not your intent, then let me suggest that you do a few things, because if that is your intent, you're not listening to me anyway. Start right now. Well, first things first, don't ask anybody for anything. That's right. Stop asking people to do things. That involves talking to you. That involves going out to eat a meal with you. That involves helping you with a chore. That involves picking you up, dropping you off. Nothing. I mean, nothing, nothing, nothing. Don't ask people for anything. For the next few days, at least. Let's give this a try, shall we? Stop asking anything of anybody. Be self-sufficient. Come on, you're all that in a bag of chips anyway. You know you are. You know you're the greatest, latest, coolest, trickest thing going. Then be self-sufficient, because nobody's going to be better than you anyway, right? If you're out and about with friends, don't suggest something to do. Don't suggest some place to go. Don't, if asked an opinion, don't offer. Say whatever y'all want to do. Just go along with whatever the group or whatever the other person prefers. Now, this is going to feel like it's just absolutely going to kill you. I know, because you've got strong opinions about everything. During this quiet time, I'm encouraging you to squelch your opinions, keep them to yourself. Now, you're not going to be able to stop it entirely because you're weak. You can still try. And when you're trying, hear me tell you, try harder. Catch yourself. I want you to catch yourself every time you're inclined to speak up, every time you're inclined to ask something of someone else. Warning. you're going to be catching yourself every few seconds. Minutes at the very longest. Why? Because this is what you do. You do this constantly. You're not aware of it because it's just how you live your life. All the rest of us, well, we see it. We see it, but you're the ninny here. This is our attempt to bring you over into the light. So, quiet time. For a period of a few days, at least, don't impose on anybody. Let me reframe that because you don't think you're imposing on people. Don't ask anybody to do anything. Don't foist your opinion on anybody about anything. Next, read a book. No, not just any book. Let me make a suggestion. I started to say pick a book, but let me give you a suggestion of a book. Why Is It Always About You is the title of the book. Why Is It Always About You? The Seven Deadly Sins of Narcissism by Sandy Hotchkiss. Yeah, there's a link in the show notes. LeaningTowardWisdom.com, episode 4123. Pick some book like Sandy's book. Why Is It Always About You? Yeah, me and Sandy, we're tight. I don't know Sandy. Why Is It Always About You? The Seven Deadly Sins of Narcissism by Sandy Hotchkiss. Pick some book like that to read. And now for the challenging part. Read it. Read it with you in mind. Don't read it pointing fingers at anybody else and think, well, yeah, boy, this is Jane. Jane's just like, no, unless you're Jane. Read it as though you're looking in the mirror, staring right into your own eyes. No, you're not going to see it at first, not likely. But if you'll keep looking and if you'll carefully consider your habits, the picture will soon become, well, I'm hoping the picture will become clear. Now, let me offer a disclaimer here. I probably should have done this up front, but I'm going to offer it here. Nothing will work if you are unwilling to put in the effort to improve yourself. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And if you need professional or clinical help, then get it. I'm not a doctor, so I am not diagnosing any illness. I am only discussing the selfish behavior of rude people who pose as being very sweet, nice, giving, but who are actually tyrants who impose their will on everybody around them. There's my disclaimer. Now, you're going to be tempted right off the bat to confront friends and ask, I don't do this, do I? That's going to be your default. All right. As an imposer, that's going to be your default, is to impose on friends and confront them with, well, this isn't me, is it? I don't do this. Yes, you do. But that's your passive aggressive nature, right? To ask a question in a way that's going to shift the blame on somebody else, or to remind people that you have apologized for some transgression, and then you're going to beat them over the head with, well, what more can I do? Please tell me what I can do to make this right. Again, I mean, it's just your way of finger pointing so that you can make sure that you've got the white hat on at all times. And they, these people that you have imposed on, these poor, pitiful people, you are putting a black hat on all of them because, well, you must always be donning the white headgear. Never mind that you're a first-rate, first-class villain fooling nobody who's close enough to really know you. You're only fooling the people who don't know you so well, and quite frankly, they don't count. Remember, if you ask anybody to comment about you, then you're failing to complete that very first step of not imposing on anybody for a period of time. Ask nothing of anybody about anything. Part of this is a test to see if you'll even try to do it. The other part is to see if you can. Now, frankly, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm betting against both. I really am. I'm betting against both because I know how you roll. You're just too self-absorbed to even try because it's easier. Well, it's just easier to think that you're great and everybody else is so mean to you. Everybody else is just being so cruel to you. You're so hurt. Now, for the select few of you, maybe just the one, and that's great. I'm hoping there's at least one. That's, if there's one of you out there seeking to improve, congratulations. I mean, I'm honestly I am just ridiculously proud of you for giving this a go. And I need to confess that I'm not a person who is prone to think that therapy is the remedy for every condition, every situation, every challenge. Some choose to go there first. Okay, I don't. I just don't. I choose to lean on our responsibility to man up, or, okay, lady up, and face our problems. But it is not lost on me that sometimes people need professional help. And I've talked about this before, so I must encourage you to consider if you feel the need, or if friends have set you down and performed an intervention because, well, you're just making everybody's life miserable, and you've got friends who have colossal courage, which I've never heard of this, by the way, but I guess it's possible. It's possible that some tyrannical imposer has suffered an intervention by good friends who collaborated and found the collective courage to confront them. I've never heard of such a thing, but I wish more things like that would happen. There could be some other signs besides that, I suppose, that would indicate that you need professional help to lift this burden of your own narcissistic habits. And if so, great. Absolutely, positively great. Do it. Get it. Seek it. Track number 4, the name of the song is Up in Lights, Midnight Pilot, the 2017 EP entitled Stepping Stone. You me hawk the boys one more time. Midnight Pilot, Nashville guys, well, Michigan guys now living in Nashville. It is a 5-song EP that was released, what would it have been, the 17th of November, 2017, an EP called Stepping Stone. I think it's like $5. It's very inexpensive, and you should support these boys and their music. I think you should support the music that you love no matter what. I'm a big believer in buying music. And if you care, you may not, but if you do, if you care to support the podcast here, then you can do that by going over to leaningtowardwisdom.com and just click on that support the podcast tab. Okay, if you're an imposer, let me tell you, stop blaming other people. Don't blame your parents. Don't blame your family. Don't blame your friends. Remember, look in the mirror. Get therapy if you want to dig up the reasons why you're a pain in the butt, but know that you are. You are a pain in the butt, and be motivated to stop being a pain so that you can be a better person, a person who is not always imposing on other people, who simply just want their lives to be lived in peace without you constantly pushing them to do what you want them to do, without you constantly imposing upon them. I'm intentionally not showing you any sympathy because, well, you don't deserve it, first of all. And second of all, it wouldn't help you anyway because you would just hear it as more attention, which is not what I want to give you. I would rather help you lean toward wisdom so that you can stop being a narcissistic ninny. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about the imposed upon. Yep, you're a ninny too. Mostly because you still haven't gone back to listen to episode 4121 about drawing a circle in the sand around the things that matter to you and viciously, I don't mean behaving viciously, but viciously defending those things, fighting for these things that matter to you so that you don't let imposers come in and just erase this circle that you've drawn and these things that are important to you. You should go out right now and by Dr. Henry Cloud's book, Boundaries, subtitled When to Say Yes, How to Say No to Take Control of Your Life. Go buy that book, read it, and then reread it again. Reread it again and again and again until you fully get it. Yeah, you can find links to that over the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. Just plug in the number 4123. You'll find a link in there somewhere. Boundaries by Dr. Henry Cloud. I'm wise enough to realize that there is often not a one-size-fits-all approach, but boy, some of these things are pretty stinking universal because you want people to like you. You don't want to confront people. You don't like strife and conflict. You sure don't want anybody to be upset with you. You don't want anybody to be disappointed in you. And so will you let people impose on you at every turn in hopes that, well, they'll be happier because, well, you're compliant. In the meantime, you're losing yourself. You're hurting yourself. You're sparing other people and you're injuring yourself. You're robbing yourself of energy that you need to serve the people that you love and the people that you care about because you're busy being abused by the imposers. For starters, let me remind you, well, okay, maybe let me alert you if you have not been aware of this until now, that other people aren't thinking of you nearly as much as you may think. I'm always kind of, I don't know, internally, mostly externally, I smile when people talk about wanting everyone to like them. Because I've lived long enough on the planet to know that most people aren't thinking about you as much as you think they're thinking about you. I mean, come on, we've all got plenty of things occupying our minds. We've got our own insecurities. We got our own head trash. You are fretting over me liking you. And the truth is, I'm busy thinking about myself to be too worried about how I feel about you. So why not decide to develop a more accurate point of view, right, about how other people are behaving? Stop making it about you. That makes you more like the imposer than you're comfortable with, though, right? Yeah, well, there you go. All the more reason to stop thinking the way that you're thinking. Don't assume that people are thinking about you But that's what you do assume. You assume that everybody is constantly, they're always making these judgments about you, and you want those judgments to be correct and to be accurate as you deem them to be, and you want people to like you. I got news for you. They're not everybody's going to like you anyway. So let me urge you to question yourself. Question your thinking. Question your emotions. Stop and look very carefully to see if they're mostly in your mind. Be honest. And if you are honest, you're quickly, well, okay, maybe not quickly, but I would hope quickly, you're going to discover that you decide and you choose how you're going to feel. You decide and you choose what you're going to think. You're fretting about something that you generated it in your mind. And I got another newsflash for you. Largely, it's a work of fiction. It's your imagination. You imagine things to be a certain way, and suddenly, well, that's how they are. You're convinced of it. I know, because some of you, I've tried to convince you otherwise. Okay, not some of you, but people in general. I know people who are just completely convinced of it, and they will not question it, no matter what anybody says to them, no matter what other kind of reality people want to try to urge them to consider. Next, forget about being perfect. I know. You want things to be just right, so-so. You want every interaction with the person to be ideal. You want your life to be pristinely perfect. Get over it. Get over it. Get over yourself. Nothing in life is perfect. It's perfectly messy. That's what life is. And you know what? It's just fine. It's fine. Now, where your quest for perfection kills you is how you think others feel about you. Can I just remind you of something, a really powerful fact? Christ was perfect, and they killed him. You're not perfect, and I doubt anybody is trying to kill you. Some might wish you were dead. That's different. Making sure people think you're perfect is fool's gold. It is not real, even if you think you have achieved it, and you never do. The truth is, people feel about you based far, far, far more on them than you. Yes, of course. Behave like a jerk and people are going to think you're a jerk. But we're not talking about you being a jerk, because you're not a jerk. We are talking about you simply choosing to live your life and make your own choices without feeling like you've got to please somebody else, anybody else, everybody else. And today, namely, the imposer. Become well acquainted with yourself. Shakespeare's famous line from Hamlet rings true as ever. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the day, as the night, the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. You cannot be true to yourself if you don't know yourself. First things first, get in touch with who and what you are. Discover what you really are and what you really want and what you need. Because your life consists of, well, all the stuff, your relationships, your education, your career, your pastime, whatever else is in your life, those things inside that circle, okay, I know you didn't draw it, but I'm wanting you to. That circle that you've drawn around yourself in the sand. That's why it's sand. They're subject to change, but only as you decide to change those things. It's not about letting other people impose on you. It's about you pursuing what you most want to pursue, those things that are important to you. It's also about being intentional in who you surround yourself with. Not everybody deserves a spot in your life. Newsflash. I know that you think, well, there's room for every. No, there's not room for everybody. Sorry. The people who respect who you are, the people who appreciate you for who you are, they are likely suitable candidates. to be in your life somewhere. Doesn't mean that they are, but they're likely suitable candidates to be somewhere in there. But the people that you may be trying to hang on to, who are constantly imposing on you, well, you're just going to have to ask yourself why you're even interested in letting them have any real estate in your life. I mean, take a close look at the people in your life. What role do they serve that is positive? What role do they serve that is negative? Now, no relationship is perfect, and nobody is perfect, most especially you or me. But we've got to make these adjustments, and we've got to kind of weigh these pluses and minuses, and we've got to make whatever adjustments we have to make to get people around us who make us better and people who allow us to make them better. So this isn't just about us being served. It's also about us serving other people. Hint, big hint, you are not serving the imposter when you enable them to continue their bad behavior. It's the fifth and final track from the EP Stepping Stone by Midnight Pilot. The name of the song is What If? What if You lean on close, profitable friends because they can and they will help you. And these ought to be people that you love enough to care about you in a way that they challenge you to grow. These are not just mere yes people. These are people who they don't want to impose on you, but rather they want you to stand up for yourself because they have your back. They believe in you. Do not shy away from their help. You're going to have to become your own friend. It could be that you have been so busy trying to get everybody else to like you that you don't even end up liking yourself. It's funny how that works. I've seen this work time and time again throughout my life. The people that most want to please other people are most often displeased with themselves. Well, you need to get busy. You need to get busy fixing that, because by better knowing yourself, you're going to be more equipped to get in touch with what you like and with what you would like to change. Now, this isn't about becoming something that you're not, but it is about growth, improvement, and transformation. Get, G-I-T. Growth, improvement, transformation. It's about those things. And any of us who are not trying to pursue those things, well, you're not listening to me if you're not in pursuit of those things. I don't claim to have achieved those things, but I am claiming to be in pursuit of those things. Your life is about becoming the best you possible. Now, it's a lifelong work, and there are no vacations. There's no paid time off. We don't often live up to it, but sometimes we do. Be okay with that. Be okay knowing that other people around you may not like you so much. Come on, you don't even like yourself some days. Mostly, focus on being okay with yourself. Now, I'm not talking about, I want to be really clear here, I'm not talking about accepting your destructive or bad behaviors. I am talking about the essence of who you are. The strength of wanting to be liked morphs into a weakness that cripples you. And so you need to be able to see that, and you need to be able to successfully deal with that. Do not think that to protect yourself, you have to become a jerk. I've had this conversation way too many times over the years with people who think that in order to get rid of a person who's imposing in their life, that they've got to become a jerk. That's just simply not true. You're not a jerk, and nobody's going to make you become a jerk. But you can't look at standing up for yourself as being a jerk. And I think this is a real big hurdle here in my experience. Again, there's nothing empirical about this. It's just strictly my own anecdotal evidence, especially among people who just so desperately want everybody to like them. And this is where you have to shift your viewpoint from incorrect thinking to wisdom. And you have to find a place in your heart where you like yourself, no matter how other people may feel about you. Many years ago, I read that Jack Welch would often tell executives, control your own destiny or somebody else will. And from then till now, it is still among my favorite sayings, mostly because it's just true. Control your own destiny or someone else will. Now, as people search without effort, I might add, to find somebody to blame, they are also screaming that they are not in control of their own lives. Somebody else is in control. The imposer is surrendering to the other people that they need to agree with their impositions. And those imposed on are surrendering to the self-centered imposers. Both are blaming the other for the inadequacies of their lives. Both are behaving like ninnies, and we're surrounded by them. And sometimes we even join them.
Ah, buckaroos, scamp walker time again. Yeah, I'm trying to slide one by you once more. Don't matter how you do it, they say just do it like you know it. And I've been down this road once or twice before. Just getting by on getting by is my
circa 1973. He is Jerry Jeff Walker, Austin, Texas' own. It is from a record that we completely wore out as kids. Viva Terlingua. The name of the song is Getting By. And that's what we're doing. Listen, the truth is we're to blame. Somebody is to blame. Pogo was right. So was Jack Welch. And the words are powerful. They're clear. They're accurate. They're truthful. But until we get the resolve to do something differently, our lives are going to go right on being the hot mess they may have always been. The holiday season is a time when I hear more and more of this stuff as families impose on each other, as tensions and strifes boil over during a time that ought to be filled with more laughter, more good times. So as you sit down tomorrow to celebrate Thanksgiving here in America, be grateful. Grateful that you are the captain of your own life and you get to decide who you'll blame and what changes you will make. I'm here to encourage you to lean toward wisdom. And I want you to encourage others to lean toward wisdom, too. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. Greetings and happy Thanksgiving from inside the Yellow Studio.
Been busted, I'll probably get busted some more. But I'll catch it all later. Can't let them stop me now. I've been down this road once, twice.
All right, let's stay in the 1970s, shall we? We've got a 1974 record by Joni Mitchell. Name of the record is Court and Spark, and the name of the song is Help Me. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to help you. I hope you're helping yourself. Don't help yourself to too much turkey and dressing. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Have a good holiday. And the Lord willing, I'll see you next week. Joni Mitchell, Help Me, Court and Spark, 1974.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. And not like you love your come down to smoke and ash. We love.
like we love our freedom. Oh, Jimmy, Phil, Judy, we're sitting there talking. Well, I am in our talk, and didn't it feel good? With a lady with a hole in her stocking. Didn't it feel good? Didn't it feel flirting and flirting.